Oh yeah, the Tilly Rams, I think I said that now, they were a marvellous advance on all the others. I'm not sure now of the kind of patent or invention that they made, but I was just showing one here now at the moment, looking at one, and I actually put it going again. There was a small amount of oil, paraffin oil, in it, and there were, in that particular one, there was a circular wick, an unusual thing, although when I pulled out the wick from the container, it seemed to show two flat wicks. But as they came up from the receptacle, they were draped around a circular centre. And then you had a little winder to the right-hand side, and this brought up the wick. The wick in turn then kind of ignited onto a little mantle, I think called a mantle, a little very framework of gauze. And it was this that took the flame then off, away from the wick, and onto the gauze itself, and I give an intense, bright, strong light. The Tilly now was something like that. I think the Tilly was nearly on the same principle. I think, as far as I recall, there might have been some little pump used in that. The Aladdin did not, but I noticed a whole lot of little air holes all around, so perhaps that was the patent there, that it, a mixture of air plus the fumes of the paraffin oil might have mingled together in such a mixture that it gave a lovely, strong, intensely bright light. These were marvellous inventions, especially when we knew the older, mild type of paraffin light. It was a soft kind of a light. You'd want to have it near your book for reading and so on. But the Tilly and the Aladdin were two marvellous advances because they gave a lovely strong light in a house. If we sometimes now, the light goes out, the ESB, and I'm left with a candle. I have a candle now here. But I find the candle tremendously weak and small and miserable in comparison with the good light from ESB. The Tilly and the Aladdin made a marvellous advance on the Aladdin type of burning.